The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hi, my name is Adam Fields with the Midnight27Studios.com, creator of the Prowl comic book series. You are listening to the PVD Cast with John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 183. And as you probably read in the description, you know that my guest for this episode is Mr. Brian Lau. Longtime listeners of the PVD Cast know that Brian and I are good friends, and he's been working on a science fiction fantasy book called Staunch Ambition, but he's coming on the PVD Cast to talk about a new project called Inferno City Firehouse. That's right, he's taken a departure from science fiction and fantasy and basing his new book on reality, actually. He has been researching and working with some firefighters in the Detroit, Michigan area to take some of their stories and some of their struggles and some of their successes and putting them all together into a one-shot graphic novel that he's entitled Inferno City Firehouse. And he's got a Kickstarter kicking off here this weekend coming up, February 22nd. And he wanted to come on and talk a little bit about it. So it's always a blast to have Brian come on. We're going to talk all about Inferno City Firehouse. We'll even talk a little bit about Staunch Ambition. So new listeners, you can find out about that great science fiction fantasy book as well from Brian. But before we get into that conversation with Brian Lau and myself, I'd like to throw out there a little bit of advice, a little bit of a hint for the fellow independent podcasters out there that are listening to this episode. And you know, one of the things I tell a lot of people about being a podcaster here in Columbus, Ohio, is that we have such a great independent podcasting community that is always willing to help each other out. And so I'd like to throw out this advice, and hopefully if you're like me and you're struggling a little bit with remote recordings of podcasts, maybe this will help you out a little bit. Just to be 100% honest, I am sick and tired of Skype. I've used Skype for many, many years to remotely record podcasts with guests who are not in the vicinity. And, originally it worked great, but over the last couple of years, it's just shitty. That's all I can say. And I've become incredibly frustrated with it. Google Hangouts is okay as well, but it's had some problems too. So, you know, this past weekend, I was trying to record a podcast episode and just things weren't going well with Skype or Google Hangouts. And I was literally almost ready to pull my hair out and throw the computer through the window, man. However, I checked out a new application and I got to give credit to Victor Dandridge for cluing me in on this. So I checked out Uber Conference. Now, I got to be honest with you. I was a little bit skeptical because, you know, I got burned by Skype. I've been burned by Google Hangouts, but I decided to check it out. I've kind of played around with it a little bit, and I gotta say, Uber Conference is fantastic. Now, let me just tell you, there's a little catch to using Uber Conference. Now, it's free to sign up and use, and basically what it is it's kind of like a conference call software that you can set up a conference call and then people can add themselves into the call either via phone or by their computer. And I know that's just, what? You mean actually use my cell phone for a phone call instead of a text or a tweet or whatnot? Yeah, people. Old school, man, old school. But you can be all connected with multiple different people and you can record the conferences and it compresses it into an MP3 file and you can dump it into Audacity and edit it and whatnot. I've tried it out and it's fantastic. In fact, I liked it so much that I went ahead and signed up for a subscription. Now, I will explain what the difference is. The free version gives you up to 10 callers on a conference call, which that's no big deal. I have like two at the most. But it does not allow for international calls. So that was a problem because I'm planning on doing a podcast here soon with an individual that lives outside the United States. So I went ahead and signed up. But I'll tell you right now, it's really not that expensive. If you took basically a year subscription, they make it $10.75 a month. That's it for a year subscription. Now, if you want to go month to month, they make you pay $15. But man, $10.75 for international calling, for up to 100 people to join the conference call. The call quality is superb, much better than the other two aforementioned remote systems. I got to be honest with you. If you're like me and you have had it with shitty remote systems that don't work half the time, you should check out Uber Conference. And thanks, Victor Dandridge, for cluing me in on that. I appreciate it, man. Okay, I know I'm going a little bit long in this intro, but let me tell you about a great sponsor, and then we'll get to my conversation with Brian Lau. This episode is, of course, brought to you by World's Greatest Comics. They're located at 5992 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. They have tons of comics from every era, whether you're talking about the golden era, silver era, bronze era, or the modern era. They also have graphic novels, toys, comic book supplies, and various collectibles. You can find them online at wgcomics.com, or you can check them out on Facebook at facebook.com/wgcomics. But probably, if you're in the Central Ohio area, the best thing to do is stop by the store. That's right, 5992 Westerville Road in Westerville. Say hello to Jeff and the fine folks over there, and let them know that you heard about World's Greatest Comics right here on the PVD Cast. And with that, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, Brian Lau and I are going to talk about Inferno City Firehouse. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another installment of the PVD Cast. As I mentioned in the intro, I'm sitting down with Brian Lau, good friend of the show. Brian, how are you this evening?
I am doing super.
You're doing super. How's Michigan treating you?
Yeah, Michigan's good, man. It's been cold. We got our fair share of freezing cold weather, snow days. I don't think the kids have really went to school this year much.
Really?
A lot of snow
really?
Days.
Like, wow. A lot of snow up there?
Yeah, it's been an epidemic lately, and it's been kind of a kids have been enjoying it. That's for sure. But yeah. No, man, Michigan's great.
That's good. That's good. Well, you're here to talk about a new project that you got going on. And that project is called Inferno City Firehouse. So, Brian, why don't you give the listeners at home a brief little summary of what this project's all about?
Yeah, this is the first cast I'm doing.
Yeah, first podcast. Thank you much for giving
fitting.
Me that honor, by the way.
No, man, it worked out perfect for both of us. But, you know, and it's something different. I mean, I've been on your show a few times, and it's always been Staunch Ambition. The book is it's going to be a 70-page book, graphic novel, one-shot story. So you're going to get the full story in one issue. Inferno City Firehouse is referring to firefighting, and it's based on true stories I took from actual Detroit firefighters. And I put all these true stories together with some fiction, and even the fiction is inspired by true events, and put together a full narrative. It's epic, you know, action, and it deals with the struggles that firefighters face day in and day out. I've got Erwin Arosa doing the pencils on it. He's worked with me on A Staunch Ambition for, I think, years now, right? And it's going to be black and white, so it's going to be Erwin's magnificent pencils, even though Neil's colors are amazing. Erwin's pencils are perfect for this book because they're so, it's a gritty book. This is not a feel good story. It offers like a balance between struggles dealing with issues of depression and PTSD to issues of hope and courage. So
can I ask, if I may interrupt for a minute, did you find that difficult to do, is to find that balance between happy tales, maybe some uplifting tales, versus the darker side of things?
I don't find it difficult at all because that's just such a major part of life. You know, life is difficult and we struggle and face, you know, everybody, you know, goes sometime or another, you're going to go through something that is very difficult, death or, you know, of a loved one or some kind of a health decline or whatnot. So it's just that that's something that's, I think, is just worth writing about. And when I was doing the research, and, you know, I'm drawing off research from my grandfather as a Detroit firefighter for 26 years. He retired a senior lieutenant. And so stories from him, stories from my childhood and from actual firefighters that I'm interviewed. And I did ride alongs with Engine 33 and Ladder 13 in Detroit here, and getting these real stories. I mean, you have a good mix. I mean, you can't just you of course you got tragedy, but you can't just focus on that. So I tried to be authentic with the real stories and then just put them together in a narrative that's compelling, you know, that's that links it all together.
Well, why did you decide to tackle this project?
Well, I did. Yeah, it's kind of weird, right? I'm doing a sci-fi book, and
right, you're right, yeah.
And there's a bit of history, you know. Like I said, my grandfather's a Detroit firefighter, and when I was younger, I lived with a firefighter, and through living with this Harry Nann firefighter. He actually moved on to be an arson investigator. Knowing him, I came in contact with a firefighter by the name of Mike Nevin. And so Mike Nevin saw, I was working on airbrushing some covers for a small independent comic book called Vortex for a company called Hall of Heroes. And I was doing airbrushing for these comic books, and Mike Nevin was like, "Oh, that's awesome." He's like, "I want that, and I want to have a poster." So actually, I'm looking at a poster I did for the Detroit Fire Department back when I was in college, where an artist friend of mine, Matthew Martin, drew it. And then I did the airbrush colors for it for the Detroit Firefighters 42nd Annual Convention. And then I kind of just got out of comics, all that, for years, you know, got married, had kids, and then started doing this sci-fi book. But I went back to that poster and scanned it in, and I updated it some, and just have it just – streamed it down to say Detroit firefighters. And when I was selling my book at a comic book signing, one of the guys buying my sci-fi book, Staunch Ambition, he's like, saw the poster, and he's like, "You should do a book about firefighters." And I just kind of laughed to myself. I'm like, "You're crazy." You know, and inside I'm like, "I'm so busy trying to just do this book." But it stuck with me. I, you know, something about it stuck with me, because it's like that. I was like, "Yeah, you're right." He's like, there's no comic books out there dealing with firefighters. Like, maybe, yeah, there's a few here, you know, Spider-Man teams up with the fire department, or there's like one graphic. Now I actually looked into it. I was just like curious. I'm like, "Is he right?" And I looked, and I found like just a little bit of like this and that here over the years. And I thought, that's just not right, man. I mean, firefighters are amazing. You know, you see the movies and stories. So I started to look at it. And then guess what? I go online and I look up Mike Nevin, who was like, "I got to have this poster." The poster, if anybody ever sees it, Nevin's idea was you familiar with the iconic building in downtown Detroit is the GM building now. It's the Renaissance Center.
Yes.
It's got the kind of circular areas. It's the most visually representation of a building in Detroit. Well, he's like, "I want that building with a dragon wrapped around it, blowing fire down. And there's a firefighter with his hose going at him, the pipe facing him." And so that's what the poster we came up with. And so I look up Mike Nevin when I'm like, "Yeah, I think I'm going to do this book." And he turns out he's the president of the Detroit Firefighters Association. And I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" His name's right there online, the phone number. I call him, I walk away from my desk at work. I call him. And I'm thinking, I'm just going to get like a secretary who knows what. He answers the phone. I'm like, I go, "Hey, Mike," I go, "you'll never guess who this is," you know? And of course he would never guess, and then when I told him, he's like, "You gotta be kidding." And then when I told him what I wanted to do, he's like, "We gotta do it." You know? So, you know, that's pretty much kind of how it came together, man. It was like, he's all in with us too. So it's nice. I got the Detroit firefighters that I've been dealing with are like so into this, because they just, you know, it's about what they live every day. So.
So real quickly, how many years had passed between that original post you did for Mike and when you touched base with him about this project? How many years was that? So is that like 15 years? Like
25 to 30.
Really?
I think so, because if, you know, I'm back in, well, actually the date is on the poster here. I'm going to put you here. Just start humming to the audience. I'm going to put you, I'm going to grab that poster. The date's right on it.
Okay. Go right ahead. By the way, while Brian's grabbing that poster, if you ever see Brian at a comic book convention, I believe he has a copy of this poster in his portfolio. So feel free to ask Brian to see it. He'll show it to you.
Yeah.
It's a great, great, great poster.
Yeah, and then I think the updated version is even better, because like I traditionally airbrush it, you know, old school airbrush.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like looking at it, like I can add this detail and some foreign colors here and whatnot. And so, but it was in the poster was for 1984.
Okay.
1984. Wow. How many years ago is that? That's math. Man, I'm sorry, 1994. Did I say 84 or 94?
You said 84.
No, dude, that's when I graduated high school. Or no, that's when I started high school. That's when the Tigers won the pennant. You remember that day? Oh, yeah, you're in Ohio.
Yeah, no, I don't remember that day, but,
but won the
if
World
it's 1994,
actually.
That was 25 years ago.
Yeah, 25 years ago, dude.
Wow.
25. Wow, time flies. But, I mean, it's all full circle, so.
Yeah.
You know,
so you mentioned real quick that you went on some ride-alongs with the Detroit firefighters. What did you learn from the experience? How many did you go on, first of all? Did you go on more than
I think
three?
I did like four ride-alongs.
Okay.
And I learned a lot. I mean, you know, you're actually there. I got to go on a truck, you know. I got to see when there's no calls and just mm-hmm. what it's like in a firehouse. Eat with them, that, you know, eating at the firehouse is like a, you know, it's a special thing, the dinner. And I mm-hmm. kind of show that in a book, I think in a couple places, but the, how they deal with, you know, they got some, new firefighters that are in training or, you know, in trial period, they call them trial men. And so you get to see how they do that. And firefighters are like the biggest practical jokers, man. They're like, and so they just give each other crap and do this. And it was full of energy. That's for sure. They're adrenaline junkies in a lot of cases, not all of them, but often. So, mm-hmm. And then you're at any time, you know, the alarm can sound and you're called off to who knows what, car accident, drug overdose, mm-hmm. fire. Mm-hmm. They're the first responders for a lot of things, not just dealing with fires. So I was witness to car accident, drug overdoses, fire. And then, of course, interviewing them and getting to know them was one of the biggest parts as well.
And you said the support has been fantastic from the Detroit area firefighters and first responders community.
Yes, they're awesome. I mean, of course, you know, they're like a huge knit together, have each other's back kind of a, you know, organization. So firefighters are, so if you're doing something that's trying to promote and bring awareness to, you know, things that they struggle with or mm-hmm. just the reality of their job, that's definitely something that they're all for. They actually took one of the posters there and I gave them one of the posters before I was doing the book. I was actually just doing the research and I had that Detroit firefighters book poster. And they had it the next time I went to do like a week later, I went to do another ride along. It's already framed up and they just got stuff all the firehouse engine 3313 and a lot of firehouses. You walk into them and especially if they're older ones, mm-hmm. it's just history everywhere you look and, you know, things that they have, you know, that's been hanging up or something, a mural that was painted, you know, 20, 30 years ago, or even like 50 years ago, if it's an older firehouse. So. But they had my poster hanging out there, you know, like the next week, you know, framed. And I was like, what? That's awesome.
And you know what? I'm just going to make a blanket statement. I don't know this. Maybe you can tell me if I'm right or wrong. You know, I know you focused on the firefighters and the first responders in Detroit, but I'm sure that the camaraderie, I'm sure that the same struggles, I'm sure that everything is the same no matter where you are. I'm sure that firefighters in Chicago or in Pittsburgh or in wherever, I'm sure they have the same, if not really damn similar experiences, I imagine. Is that an accurate thing to say?
Well, it depends. Like, of course, in any major cities like Chicago, or where you just have rampant crime, or you have problems with like poverty, or you're going to definitely have a different, like, you know, firefighters know, like some of the firefighters I met, you know, it was like, I came to Detroit because I wanted to, you know, I didn't want to just be a firefighter. I wanted to be a firefighter, and I wanted to see fires, or, you know, deal with that. As you can imagine, like in really quiet cities, yeah, you can have a fire and they got to come out and, you know, do the thing. But it's a big difference between if you're talking about in the suburbs, or if you're talking about in like in major cities. But it's, but yeah, if you're talking about like major cities all across the country, all these firefighters know what the other ones are going through, because they've dealt with fires from one extreme to the other. So yeah, it's definitely, the point isn't to be like, it's just Detroit firefighters. Part of the, you know, I'm from Detroit and my grandfather was a Detroit firefighter. So, it fits to be about Detroit, but Detroit is definitely known for its fires. So it just, that it just all fits together to relate to everybody who's ever dealt with any kind of a difficulty as a firefighter, you know, whether you are a firefighter yourself, or you have a loved one, or you just, you know, you see or want to know about them. So,
well, let's talk a little bit about the creative team. You talked already about Erwin Arosa's back for the pencils. And folks, I've seen some of the interiors and they are fantastic. I mean, Erwin always does great work, but Erwin's back and Neil Anderson is back as well.
They can see the, you know, several of the pages are on the website or that. So that's like,
yeah, sure. Yeah. Right.
Social media.
Right. And in fact, we're going to talk a little bit here in a few minutes about the Kickstarter that's kicking off as well. But you've working with some folks that you've had, quite frankly, quite a bit of success with. Neil Anderson, Erwin Arosa. So do you have anything you want to talk about in regards to those two gentlemen and their work?
I have to say, Erwin has always been great. And I push Erwin because he's so great. And I'm an artist. I think I've seen how other artists, and I've talked with like artists and writers of comics. And I think sometimes if you're an artist yourself, then you kind of like might nitpick on some things a little bit more. And, you know, I can, so like Erwin is just, he comes back with some of the most magnificent things. And then I usually, even if we have changes, it's like, okay, well, maybe just add a little more contrast here, or, you know, take this out of there because it distracts. And, but Erwin is like, he's such a gem of talent. Like, I don't know how he does. I could never do the kind of art that Erwin does. The guy knows how to do lighting. He knows how to do the contrast and all. And so what I'm really happy with Erwin is just his true talent is going to show through in this book, because it's his pure pencils. And I don't think he's ever done anything this is his best work. And that's saying a lot, because he does work for Grenadon and he's done work for Staunch Ambition. And anybody who's familiar with those two books, they know what they're in for when you start talking about Erwin. And then having Neil, I thought would be nice for two reasons, because I've worked with him. He's magnificent, does magnificent painting and color. But being the book's not color, and plus he's from Michigan, so that helps, you know, it's kind of tied into the whole Motor City book theme. But I had him do a cover for the variant, the exclusive Kickstarter only. You can only get his cover for the book through the Kickstarter. So he did this magnificent, because being my book, I said, was a little mixture of dealing with PTSD and whatnot. So, and then I had Clayton Crane again, which I'm sure you were going to mention.
Oh, I was going to mention him next.
Well, his cover's more action. So we could talk about it next, but I wanted to bring contrast to Neil's cover. Clayton's is like straight up kind of an action cover, but Neil's is like a psychological, like you've seen it, where it's zoomed in on the mask of the firefighter, and it's got the crack glass, and there's like all these different eyes to kind of, it's kind of like, a poetic, you know, statement against, you know, the mental difficulty they have to go through sometimes.
I'll be honest, it's a little bit startling, and I don't mean that as a negative, Brian. I don't mean that to be derogatory towards you or Neil, but it's a little unsettling, that cover.
Yeah, it's effective. I think that's what we were going for. Something that is like makes you think, okay, wow, what's this about?
Mm-hmm.
So now, Neil nailed that one. Neil just nailed the cover.
And as you mentioned, Clayton Crane is back again doing the cover, as you mentioned as well. And I know that you're a big fan of his work, and I know how excited you were when you got the opportunity to work with him again. As a matter of fact, it was last September in Monroe.
You were there, man.
I was there when you
actually, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have got him to do the cover, probably. Because I think you had like some brass knuckles on and you were standing behind me when I asked him.
Yes, I was doing this with my fist, you know. you better do this, wise guy.
Anyways, you were wearing your, what was that? Your, what is the belt that we won?
Oh, we didn't have the belts then. We lost them.
No, don't say that part. What was the belt? What is
the Remix Revolution? Yes! Remix Revolution tag.
You were wearing
the
Remix Revolution belt, and you had the brass knuckles on, and Clayton just literally like wet himself. No,
anyways,
can't say that about Clayton. But I mean, it's funny. You were there when I signed him on to do my second book. So he actually this time I got him to do an actual painting. The cover he did for Staunch Ambition 3 was all digital. So I was like, you know, it's so great to have him do work for me. But I don't have anything physical. So I actually took a sketch cover there, and the agreement was he was going to paint on the sketch cover. Then he was going to scan that in and finish it and for the final book. And that's what he did. So that's the main cover for the issue is cool. Done by Clayton Crane.
And you even started working with a different editor, correct, Tracy? And I'm not sure that I could do her last name justice, so I will not say it and probably butcher it. But talk to me a little bit about Tracy, if you will.
Let me look at it because I'm going to butcher it too. Because this is the first time I've.
Kanopka?
Kanopka? Yeah, there you go.
Kanopka? Is that it? Tracy, I apologize. If you hear this, just. You can angry tweet me all you want.
She's
going to
edit
sorry.
Our pronunciation of her name for sure.
How was it working with Tracy?
The way I hooked up with her, just to let you know, I sent out a Facebook. We got to mention, we mentioned him in the last podcast. Everybody mentions him all the time. So I sent out a thing because my one editor for Staunch Ambition had a baby. She had a baby and was also in the middle of writing a trilogy of something that she's actually writing, not just editing. So Leah. I was like, and she was thinking about doing it for the book, but she was like, yeah, I don't know if the timing's going to work. So I put a post out and Dirk Manning, of all people, tagged Tracy in it. And she runs there, editing and publishing, or she does all kinds of different kinds of editing. And she's been magnificent and she's helped me with some letters to the publishers. She's, been helping me with the Kickstarters, helping me obviously edit the book. She gives me insight as to like there was like a joke in one of the pages where I had the word balloon for the joke on the one panel. She's like, it'd probably play better if you move it over to the other panel. And I'm like, yeah, why didn't I even think of that? So, not just grammatical editing. And her husband does his own book and runs a comic convention in Philadelphia. So I'm going to be doing the Great Philadelphia Comic Con.
That's cool. When is that coming up?
I think it's about a month and maybe a week or so. So what is that? I want to have the book printed by then. So that's why I got the Kickstarter coming up right away.
Let's just talk about the Kickstarter.
It's April the 12th, the weekend of April the 12th.
Okay, April the 12th.
Philadelphia Comic Con.
There you go. You'll be there in Philadelphia. I'm going to interrupt my conversation with Brian Lau for just one moment to talk to you about World's Greatest Comics. As you know, they're a proud sponsor of the PVD cast, and it's the one-stop shop for all your comic book-related needs. I mean, they got single issues, collections, graphic novels, toys, and even collectibles. If you want to make sure you don't miss a single issue of your favorite comic, sign up for their pool system and you'll get 20% off all pre-ordered comics. What a deal, folks! So check them out online at wgcomics.com or find them on Facebook, facebook.com/wgcomics. Or better yet, head on over to the store located at 5992 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. And if you do, let them know that you heard about World's Greatest Comics from yours truly and the PVD cast. But let's talk about the Kickstarter since you mentioned it. It begins tomorrow. All right. So Friday morning, it kicks off here. So what can
It begins tomorrow if they're listening to this Thursday.
True. That is true.
You know,
true.
They could be listening to this
Friday
today.
Morning. Today. What?
I don't know. I mean, whatever. They are listening to it today, John. Get with it. But that could be Friday, Saturday. So it's going to be launching this Friday, March 22nd, right?
No, February 22nd.
Oh,
what? You know what? Let's just let the listeners in. You sent out an earlier update about it with the wrong date on the update. It is February 22nd, 2/2/19, that is.
Yeah.
So it's Friday. Yeah. But you know what, man? It's all good. It's all good.
Okay, so this has all been so complicated, but yeah, it's coming out February 22nd.
It's been so complicated for us to get one damn date correct, right? That's it.
February's dumb. That's why. So, no, so I think it ends March 22nd, but the thing is, this Friday, so whenever they listen to it, February 22nd is the beginning. It's going to go for like 30 days, so it's important to have a nice start. So at least go check it out. That's all I say is like, obviously people listen to, I listen to podcasts all the time. I don't always check everything out, but when someone sparks my curiosity, I at least go to Google. I check it out. I see what it looks like. I see the quality, at least check out what are we talking about? What does this look like? How good does it look? And then check the Kickstarter out and the rewards as well.
So what are some of the rewards? I know you mentioned that obviously Neil Anderson's cover is an exclusive Kickstarter only, but what other things are you doing in regards to the Kickstarter?
Yeah, I always offer something that you can only get through Kickstarter. So it's going to be numbered as well. So the Kickstarter exclusive variant cover, no one can get it anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But the Clayton Crane cover, 70-page book. I'm still writing it, so it definitely will be 70 pages, and if not, it will be more than 70 pages. So I'll just be gravy if it's more pages, because I have it plotted out, but I'm still working on the last 10 pages. But you get the 70-page book is offered there digitally or in print form. There's three prints to choose from. There's a Clayton Crane print, the Neil Anderson print, and then Irwin Arosa did a back cover. It's kind of like a poster cover drawing, and so I'm going to use that for the back cover. So those three prints are available. I have original pages from the book that you can get, you know, and then I am also have a package where you can get the book with the posters, but of course the book with some of the Staunch Ambition books. If some people have never even tried the Staunch Ambition, you have where you can get the Infernal City Firehouse book, but then you can get like one of the issues of Staunch Ambition with it, or you can get the full set. You can get the full set, you know, of Staunch Ambition, all four issues, preview, issue 1, 2, and 3. I have original music, again, for the book that you can hear in a trailer and the Kickstarter trailer. So I have original commissions. You know, you can get any character drawn by Irwin at the one reward tier. Or you can have yourself drawn as a firefighter, you know, or yourself drawn doing something, you know, like some kind of a, you know, epic firefighter action sequence or who knows what.
You also I also saw that where you're doing the Skype with the creator as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, the Skype. I've been working and doing independent comics for 6 years now. And definitely a lot of experience and things. You learn a lot as you get through that. You can get your ad art in the book with your name. So you get your name in the book, just your name, or you can get like a what is it, 2x2¾-inch space with your name next to it, and maybe art that you drew, or your logo, or a company logo, or something.
Well, let's talk here for a minute, if we may. Tell the folks about Staunch Ambition, because that's your other project, and you know, let's just ask what's probably on many people's minds, especially longtime fans of the PVD cast that have heard you, Brian, on this podcast many times. Is there no more Staunch Ambition?
No, this was an opportunity that kind of came together as I started to look at it. and actually doing something to diversify my just having to go and doing promoting just a sci-fi book, independent book. I'm like, you know, I was kind of thinking about it, you know, should I go off and do something different between issues 3 and 4 of Staunch Ambition? And I'm like, there's a lot of positives as far as for the success of Staunch. Yeah, it puts it on hold a little, but, you know, I can only do what I can do. I'm independent. You know, I have my day job and I got to pay for the you know, to produce these books it's a tremendous amount of money and work. So I was like, okay, this will offer diversification. So when I do shows, I have more to offer, and it will also bring more success. This book can bring more success to where I can do Staunch Ambition, because it's not easy doing this. So the plan was to do this book in between issues 3 and 4 of Staunch Ambition. So,
well, just give a quick little summary, if you will, for maybe some new listeners. What is Staunch Ambition all about?
Staunch Ambition is a sci-fi supernatural, full color, magnificent colors by Neil Anderson. And then, of course, the pencils by the layouts is what you really see with Irwin, because Neil puts his magnificent color over it. But it's supposed to be a sci-fi that takes place in our future, where what if in our future technology continues to advance and mankind, or humankind, I should say, enters the supernatural through advanced technology? What would the implications be? Not to just have such advanced technology, but to be in this new, I call it the new enlightenment, which is the supernatural age, let's say. So that's kind of the general premise of the book. And then, of course, it's driven by the characters within the book in that context.
If I may, real quickly, and I know that it's been, you know, Staunch Ambition's been pretty darn successful, you know, with the various different issues that have been out, because you have 4 issues out, a preview issue, issues 1, 2, and 3, correct?
Yes, yeah. And it's, yeah, it just continues, it was continues to grow and its appeal and range.
Yeah. So if fans, what I was going to go with, if fans really like your take on science fiction, then it's a no-brainer. They should check out Inferno City Firehouse, right?
Oh, this book. Yeah, I think this book is, is, it's a great, you know, the thing I like about this is you just get the whole story right there in one, yeah, you know, one spot, you know.
Sure.
You know, as opposed to, you know, Staunch Ambition, I can only crank out one issue a year or so. And, you know, you get a little sliver of the story, and then you gotta wait, you know, but then it builds up and then you get it finally. So, I mean, even me, I gotta wait. I can't wait until I get the next issue out. So,
and you know what? I know that you have actually been talking about Inferno City Firehouse for a while. I'm going to peel back the curtain a little bit. And, you know, since we're good friends here, I'm going to let the listeners know you've been talking about this project for a while. I'm sitting here thinking, was it last maybe Wizard World in Columbus where you started talking about it, or was it before?
Yeah,
that?
Well, I brought it up to you. I think we were driving. I started bringing it up where it was just rolling around in my head, like, should I do it?
Yeah, I think that's where you started.
And I was talking to you, and the thing was, I was like, yeah, man, I think I want to do it. And then you could swear on your podcast, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you're like they're the. I said they're the real life motherfucking superheroes, and you're like, that's what you should name the book. And I was like, yeah, real life motherfucking superheroes. But obviously, we were talking about it. I was just contemplating, like, this is definitely something that it's got all the drama and the epic storytelling and visuals that a comic book should have, and yet. It's something different and unique. Like my sci-fi book, I think, is different, unique, and yet it's similar to other sci-fis too. And there's a lot of sci-fi out there, you know, and there's a lot of superheroes. Is there a lot of this? I haven't seen it. So that's the biggest reason. I'm like, this is like, if there was a 3,000, you know, firefighter books going around, and, or even just a decent amount, it wouldn't have been, that's why I was like, I got to do this, man. This is a sorely neglected genre or aspect of the comic industry.
And you know what? And it's cool to see it come full tilt, so to speak, because, you know,
supposed to mean full tilt?
Full tilt. Like, it comes to fruition.
Like when you're playing ping pong and you tilt the machine?
That would be pinball, not ping pong, Brian.
I've been up to 2 a.m. in the morning the last several nights trying to get this Kickstarter, all the details worked out. I don't know anything. All right, when you tilt the ping pong. Yeah, sorry about that. But I like to give you crap. You know, you say something, I just mess around with it.
It's so good.
From your perspective, what are you saying?
Yeah, from my perspective, I think it's cool to see it come, you know, full circle, so to speak. There you go.
I could tell you're like, you didn't want to use the same analogy.
I didn't.
What do you mean full circle?
I got halfway there and then was like, shit.
I love it. Oh, full tilt's not. Yeah, because that doesn't sound good, tilting it.
All right, well, let's talk about the Kickstarter real quick one more time. It is launching Friday, February 22nd. Just go to Kickstarter and February. Then search for – I said February 22nd.
I know. I'm just emphasizing.
I said that. Kickstarter.com and then just search for Inferno City Firehouse.
Yeah, right now I have it, you know, it's on Facebook, it's on Instagram, it's on Twitter, Inferno mm-hmm. City Firehouse. I think, which one is it? I think Twitter, I couldn't fit the whole firehouse, so it's Inferno City Fire on one of them. But that still works. It would just fit, too. I got lucky, because mm-hmm. that would have been kind of crappy. Inferno City Fur, F-I-R, you know? They'd be like, what's this about?
Is it a lumberjack? It's a lumberjack in book, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's on social media, and I still have the Staunch Ambition website. And so instead of just launching, you know, a brand new website, you know, I'm an independent guy and an independent budget here, but I have a tab at the Staunch Ambition website for Inferno City Firehouse, and then of course I'll be posting links to the Kickstarter. Actually, they'll be posted by this airs. But yeah, you could do a search in Google and probably just for Inferno City Firehouse or in Kickstarter.
There you go. You mentioned Philadelphia. You're going to be there in April, but you have a big show coming up here this weekend, right?
Yes, I do. I got the Great Lakes Comic Con, which is at Macomb Community College, which is the college I went to. It's so fulfilling to go to college there for graphic and commercial art. And now I'm actually doing something creative that you dreamed of when you were in college. Doing something like, you know, we did like that Staunch Ambition. One of the characters started out in college as a comic book cover we had to do for a class. mm-hmm. So to actually have my book and selling it at the college at a convention that happens to be at the college is going to be awesome. So that's Friday and Saturday, the 22nd and 23rd. So I'm launching the Kickstarter the same day as the same Friday as Great Lakes Comic Con, so that I'll offer people incentives to support the Kickstarter at the convention I'm going to have flyers and posters of two posters available for Inferno City Firehouse.
And that's in Warren, Michigan, correct?
Yeah, that's Warren, Michigan, 12 Mile and Crossbeck area. So
there you go. So if you're in the Warren, Michigan area, stop on by and say hello to Brian. By the way, is there any like old crotchety professor you had that's still at that college who told you not to do comics and you can rub it in his face now? Do you go, hey,
you like to like talk about the Jethro Tull effect?
Yeah.
You know, they named their rock, Jethro Tull, the rock group, named their band after some teacher's name that said they'll never amount to anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Do I have any teachers? No, not really. No, they all died. All of them are dead already. And I had
they're all. I just ruined my joke.
I knew you were going to go there. I have a full alibi, dude.
I was going to say either because they all died because you're so old, or you killed them all.
Just because they all died the exact same time and place doesn't mean I had anything to do with it.
All right, let's talk one more time. Social medias, at Staunch Ambition on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Well, Instagram and all that is basically Inferno City Firehouse.
The right, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going to get to those, too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay, but go ahead, turn them down.
Well, you're good. You know how to do this. You got to learn how to pitch the new book because you're like the only guy who can pitch.
You know what? For new listeners that don't know, I know the Staunch Ambition pitch pretty darn good. I'm pretty good at it.
Why don't you pitch this one? Pitch the Inferno City Firehouse.
I've never done this. This is an exclusive for the PVD cast. Okay, so we're going to pretend we're at a convention and there's people walking in front of the table. I'm going to go, hey, would you like to hear the true tale of the real heroes of the world. That's right. Inferno City Firehouse.
Insernio. I don't know. You take a little bit of work.
Hey, I'll work at it so that when you're down here in October for Wizard World again, I'll be able to kill it.
So what we're doing Wizard World. That's in October.
That's true.
And that's going to be awesome. I'll have the book by then and whatnot. So looking forward to it.
Are you
coming up to Monroe, or are you going to come up to another con?
Maybe. I might swing back up for Monroe. You know, I love Monroe, man. They do it right up there.
Yeah. Gary, he's awesome.
Yeah, Gary's a great guy. But anywho, so if you want to check it out, go to Kickstarter.com. Look for Inferno City Firehouse. Inferno City Firehouse on Instagram and on Facebook. Inferno City Fire on Twitter. Staunch Ambition, everything as well. If you want to check out Brian's other projects. Hey, folks, support this project. Okay? Enough said. Right, Brian?
Yeah, well, it's independent. Independent creations.
There you go, man. There you go.
Brian, I appreciate you having me on, my friend.
Hey, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it. All right, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up this episode. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Lau and I talking about Inferno City Firehouse. If you can, please go support this project. You know, Brian's a great friend of the show. He's got quality stuff. If you've ever seen his book, Staunch Ambition, you know it's not cheap stuff, man. Yes, it's independently produced, but it's got a high quality to it. And no doubt, Inferno City Firehouse is going to be the same. So go over to the Kickstarter, pledge whatever you can. Brian will appreciate it. I will appreciate it. So make it happen, folks. Make it happen. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you where you can get in touch with me if you have any questions about this episode. Well, you can shoot me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can also find me on Twitter @pvdmvp. And you can even leave me a message over on the Facebook page of this podcast. That, of course, being facebook.com/pvdcast. And there are a bunch of different ways in which you can get your hands on this particular podcast. That's just in case you need to let somebody know. Maybe Aunt Mabel needs to know about the PVDcast, or maybe your cousin Frankie. Who knows? But tell them they can find it at pvdcast.com, the online home of yours truly. But it's also available through iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spotify, Google Play, the Echo Network, Pod Paradise, the Libsyn Podcast Player. Basically, wherever you find podcasts, it's there. Just search for PVDcast. Sometimes you have to throw my name on there, PVDcast, John Orlando, and you will find it. And before I wrap things up, I want to thank our other sponsor, of course. I'm talking about Audible. You can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/PVDcast. There are over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. And for you, the listener of the PVDcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the chance to check out their service. I'm sure that they have some books on firefighting, so if you want, check it out, man, by just going on over to audibletrial.com/PVDcast, and you can get a free audiobook. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. I thank you for listening. I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous. Stay independent.